श्रवणम डायरीज पॉडकास्ट।
रीडिंग नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशन, अ समरी स्टडी बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रीला प्रभुपादा ऑन द बुक ऑफ श्रीला रूप गोस्वामी भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु। The following reading is not to be listened out of context in order to avoid confusion or misunderstanding if you haven't been with us all the way. This book began at episode 832, so please approach this chapter in proper sequence for your best interest. Thank you. 37. Impetuses for Krishna's service. Another devotee in ecstatic, reverential affection once said, quote, "When will that glorious day in my life come when it will be possible for me to go to the bank of the Yamuna and see Lord Shri Krishna playing there as a cowherd boy?" Unquote. When there is no diminishing of this ecstatic love and when it is freed from all kinds of doubt, the devotee has reached the stage called steady love for Krishna. In this stage, all expressions of unhappiness by the devotee are called anubhava or ecstatic loving symptoms. The symptom of ecstatic affection with reverence felt by Bali Maharaj was expressed as follows, quote, "My dear Lord, you have simultaneously punished me and showed me your causeless mercy. My conclusion is that when I have taken shelter of your lotus feet, I shall never be disturbed in any condition of life, whether you give me the opportunity to enjoy all the yogic perfections or put me into the most abominable condition of hellish life. I shall never be disturbed." Unquote. This is what we read yesterday, right? What does it mean that you are never disturbed in any condition of life? That even if you have all the yogic perfections, and we all know what are those, if you don't, then you can consult 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a chapter in Uddhava Gita. All of them are described, all of them. So, even if you have the opportunity to enjoy, and it's like, it's a lot actually, enjoy all the way, not disturbed. Like, it's not really something to make you jump up and down as if you have like crackers up your feet. So yeah, and even if you are in the most abominable condition of hellish life, you see, there has to be the other extreme, right? This is where I also find that you can see people in contrast, isn't it? Like, it's one thing to have everything and then not be disturbed. Okay. But what if you don't have anything and you're in the most abominable, hellish condition of life? Are you still not disturbed, or are you, like, you know? This is the test. So Bali Maharaj is explaining to us, what does it mean to actually taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet and never being disturbed in any condition of life. Wow. I'm not on that level for sure. Yeah. I mean, I would say that maybe about the second part especially. Like, when, if I'm in a hellish condition of life, I'm quite disturbed. So, Krishna himself, after seeing Bali Maharaj, told Uddhava, quote, "My dear friend, how can I express the glorious characteristics of Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochana. Although the king of the Suras, demigods, was cursed by this son of Virochana, and although I cheated him in my incarnation as Vamana, taking away his dominions throughout the universe, and although I still criticized him for not fulfilling his promise, I have just now seen him in his kingdom, and he feelingly expressed his love for me. Unquote. Wow, see, Krishna is glorifying his devotee. He's like, I did this and I did this, and he's still expressing love. He's glorifying. Wow. When such a feeling of love becomes intensified, it is called affection. In that affectional stage, one cannot bear separation from Krishna even for a moment. One devotee, Daruka, the servant of Krishna, told Daruka, the servant of Krishna, quote, "My dear Daruka, when you become like wood because of your separation from Krishna, it is not so wonderful. Whenever any devotee sees Krishna, his eyes become filled with water, and in separation, any devotee like you would become stunned, standing just like a wooden doll. That is not a very wonderful thing." Unquote. Okay. There is a statement about Uddhava's symptoms of love. When he saw Lord Krishna, his eyes filled with tears and created a river which flowed down toward the sea of Krishna to offer tribute, as a wife offers tribute to her husband. When his body erupted with goose pimples, he appeared like the Kadamba flower, and when he began to offer prayers, he appeared completely distinct from all other devotees. When affection is symptomized by direct happiness and distress, it is called attraction. In such an attracted state of ecstatic love, one can face all kinds of disadvantages calmly, even at the risk of death. Such a devotee is never bereft of the transcendental loving service of the Lord. A glorious example of this ecstatic love was exhibited by King Parikshit when he was at the point of death. Although he was bereft of his entire kingdom, which spread over all the world, and although he was accepting not even a drop of water in the 7 days remaining to him because he was engaged in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord from Shukadeva Goswami, he was not in the least distressed. On the contrary, he was feeling direct, transcendental, ecstatic joy in association with Shukadeva Goswami. One devotee has confidently expressed this opinion, quote, "If a drop of Krishna's mercy can be bestowed upon me, then I shall feel completely carefree, even in the midst of a fire or an ocean. But if I become bereft of his causeless mercy, then even if I became the king of Dvaraka, I would be simply an object for pinpricks." Unquote. Wow. Wow. So what is the real value of one drop of Krishna's mercy? You know, sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm swimming in Krishna's mercy. Very nice sentiment. But if we would have a drop of Krishna's mercy bestowed upon us, we would be carefree even in the midst of a fire and an ocean. And this is not a hyperbole, it is not, it's like real. Like really, you're in the midst of the fire and you're like completely carefree. You're in the midst of an ocean and you're completely carefree. And not just completely carefree for like 1 second, but you know. Yeah. Devotees such as Maharaja Parikshit and Uddhava are all situated in ecstatic attraction on the basis of affection. And in that state of affection and feeling of friendship, a feeling of friendship becomes manifest in that state of affection. So a feeling of friendship is manifest in the state of affection. When Uddhava was freed from all material contamination, he saw the Lord and his throat became choked up and he could not speak. By the movements of his eyebrows alone, he was embracing the Lord. Such ecstatic love has been divided by great scholars into two groups, addition and subtraction. If a devotee is not directly associated with the Lord, it is called subtraction. In the state of love, one is constantly fixed with his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. A devotee in this state becomes very eager to learn of the transcendental qualities of the Lord. The most important business of such a devotee is attaining the association of the Lord. In the Nrisimha Purana, there is a statement about King Ikshvaku, which illustrates this state of ecstatic love. Because of his great affection for Krishna, King Ikshvaku became greatly attached to the black cloud, the black deer, the deer's black eyes, and the lotus flower, which is always compared to the eyes of the Lord. In the 10th canto, 38th chapter, verse 10 of the Bhagavatam, Akrura thinks, quote, "Since the Lord has now appeared to diminish the great burden of the Lord and is now visible to everyone's eyes in his personal transcendental body, when we see him before us, is that not the ultimate perfection of our eyes?" Unquote. In other words, Akrura realized that the perfection of the eyes is fulfilled when one is able to see Lord Krishna. Therefore, when Lord Krishna was visible on the earth by direct appearance, everyone who saw him surely attained perfection of sight. In the Krishna Karnamrita written by Bilwa Mangal Thakur, there is this expression of eagerness in ecstatic love. Quote, "How miserable it is, my dear Krishna, O friend of the hopeless. O merciful Lord, how can I pass these thankless days without seeing you?" Unquote. A similar sentiment was expressed by Uddhava when he wrote a letter to Krishna and said, quote, "My dear Supreme King of Braj, you are the vision of nectar for the eyes, and without seeing your lotus feet and the effulgence of your body, my mind is always morose. I cannot perceive any peace under any circumstance. Besides that, I am feeling every moment's separation to be like the duration of many, many long years." Unquote. In the Krishna Karnamrita, it is also said, quote, "My dear Lord, you are the ocean of mercy. With my arms placed upon my head, I am bowing down before you with all humility and sincerity. I am praying unto you, my Lord, would you be pleased just to sprinkle a little of the water of your glance upon me? That will be a great satisfaction." Unquote. a devotee of Krishna said, quote, "When even Shashi Shekhar, Lord Shiva, is unable to see you, what chance is there for me who am lower than an ordinary worm? I have only committed misdeeds. I know that I'm not at all fit to offer my prayers to you, but because you are known as Dina Bandhu, the friend of the fallen, I humbly pray that you will kindly purify me by the beams of your transcendental glance. If I become thoroughly bathed by your merciful glance, then I may be saved. Therefore, my Lord, I am requesting you to please bestow upon me your merciful glance." Thank you so much for tuning in today. The book links, previous episodes, timeline, and biography of the author can be found on shravanamdiaries.com. The link is in the description, and we shall see you tomorrow. Hare Krishna.